Richard Bridge and Spider podcast.
There's not too many. Well, there's no one I really hate.
Yeah.
We'll put it this way. I didn't think I could hate anyone more than Phil Gould, but every year Paul Gallen proves
you just jealous, you reckon?
Oh, jealous?
Are you jealous?
This is hilarious.
A
why would
that
I be
plays
jealous?
At the top level, he got knocked mate. Down, he gets back up and he continues
oh,
to go.
Oh, my God, mate. Look, the thing is, it doesn't matter because there's no pressure on us to win tonight. There's a lot of pressure on you to win tonight as New South Wales. And you want to make the decider quite a good, strong game.
Yeah.
But this is Paul Gallen last night. Now, they say that Laurie Daly sent his pet attack dog, Paul Gallen. You'd want to send someone a bit smarter, wouldn't you?
But there's not a lot of fear factor anymore, is there? You can't punch anyone anymore. So we've been used to their grubby tactics for years now. And, I suppose in game one, the boys were a little bit naive to think, some of the so-called angels of the game don't get up to any of it. But, yeah, I'm sure that none of the boys will be taking a backward step this time. And, they know what's coming, and I'm sure Queensland do as well. No one's interested in fighting. No one goes out there to fight, that's for sure. No one ever has. Not that I know of anyway. I certainly never have. As I said, there were some tactics they used game one that a few of our boys were relatively experienced at origin level, probably didn't think were coming, and they were, and that now they know what it's all about. When Josh Morris is laid on the ground and Billy drops a shoulder in the back of his head, things like that. As I said, mate, we're not out there to fight or anything, but and we're not out there to play dirty either. We're out there to play hard and tough, but there'll be no backward steps taken from either side tomorrow night. We're not interested in playing dirty. There's no doubt about that. I said that. We're not out there to play dirty, but as I said, we won't be taking a backward step. And if if those tactics start to sneak into the game, then I'm sure our boys will be up to it as well. But we're just worried about playing footy and getting the job done.
Oh, mate, shut up.
Yeah.
Seriously, it's hilarious, though, because he's saying, Queensland are disrespectful and they're grubs, and Billy Slater is disrespectful for playing and then getting shoulder surgery, and he's just going on and on. Can you hear anything from the Queensland camp? Can we hear anything from the gentlemen of the sport?
No,
can we
no.
hear anything? Can we, because you know what? They've got the blinkers on. They're actually concentrating
on the game and
I say keep it up, Buttercup. This is great because it shows how rattled you are. And, that with Queensland, you said there's no... we're not disrespecting you. We're not trashing your position like he is. But we'll happily disrespect you on the field. I mean, that's for sure. And the papers are hilarious because this has gone nationwide.
Yes.
At the back of the Courier Mail today, it says, he says we're arrogant, he says we're grubs, he says we're disrespectful, in big letters, at least we're not drug cheats.
Yeah, and it's been quite interesting that the billboards New South Wales have put up, they've actually been banned as you enter Melbourne and also from Brisbane airports, and it says, New South Wales, we actually build infrastructure, come and invest where things get done.
Oh.
And that was from a political stance, and from the other one, State of Origin 2015, referees warned to keep Morales onside in game two.
Oh, isn't that hilarious? That's so funny. They think it's
love it.
Queensland refs. And on our Facebook page too, it said last night at 92.5 Gold FM, only one more sleep until we see a gallon of tears. If anything, it's just the best thing for the game. It fires up both sides even more. I reckon there'll be massive biff. I reckon Gallen will be targeted big time now. So it just absolutely fires us up behind the scenes. And with Paul, I just have one little thing to say to you, love. Eyes on the road, Rhonda. Eyes on the road.
For a minute there, I thought he was in the studio when you took off your jumper. Look exactly like him.
Oh, thank you.
And look at the colour you're wearing, brother.
Yeah
red. We don't need a red colour, but this is what gets me. Rob McLeod, you're looking magnificent in the Tui's blue.
Splendid.
Yes, look, I pioneered the skin-tight, hugging, body-hugging jersey long before it became fashionable. May have something to do with the fact that I'm carrying a few extra kilograms, had a spill on a good paddock.
Can I say, what year was that? Because mine that I've lost is that era.
This was the late 80s, early 90s era. The glory years of
really
New South Wales.
Great jerseys.
When you could actually name the entire team.
I know.
Right now.
Yeah, you're right.
Paul Gallen.
That's it. Mm.
Josh Morris.
Yeah.
It's true. And everyone else weren't even born when that jersey came out.
That's true.
Yeah. The funny thing, a couple of my mates are down there at the moment, flying down, really excited, cannot wait tonight at the MCG, 90,000. But, Bridge, you're always about having your jumper on. And this is like the consistency lately. And, we know today is about let's not take responsibility.
Yeah. All right. No, no, but see, how do I go about this? Because I'm a responsibility gal. And, you know, every time I don't wear it, Queensland doesn't win.
Yeah, but
I know.
Hang on, I wore it last time, and
Queensland won by a point.
Yeah, hang on. You're wearing a red scarf.
Thank you, darling.
Yeah, it's not close enough.
No, it's maroon.
No, you've got to have the jumper.
And my hair?
Last series, remember, you did leave it at home 2 out of 3, and you lost the series. Today is no different. Well, we don't know.
Well, I've lost my jersey, and I only had, like, this Queensland jumper.
Mm.
And I have a few appointments and things to go to today. And
Been embarrassed to wear it?
No, it's hoity-toity places. So you don't particularly want to go, excuse me.
Right.
I've got to go to Palazzo Versace for something today.
Whoa!
So it's not really the place to be going with my beanie on going, Queensland.
With your Ugg boots, no.
Yeah, that's a point. I forgot real shoes too. So, I mean, that's bad enough. Going to talk about that later on. But you're wearing red, Peter.
Yeah. Yeah, look, you are too.
Yeah, I know, because no one's going to be wearing it tomorrow.
Oh, bang!
Boom shakalaka.
Yes, ridiculous.
Why is he like this over State of Origin, for goodness sake?
Oh, I listen to some bloke that sits on the fence.
No, excuse me. Why are you like this over State of Origin? Well, how can I help it if I've got a Gold FM sweatshirt on and our colours are blue? Well, it's actually a horrible turquoise. How can I help that? But, mate, you go on about State of Origin all the time. You're from bloody Melbourne.
I tell you what, it's a far cry closer than Auckland.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey, do you want to take some responsibility, both of you?
Yeah.
I mean, don't take responsibility.
No. Yeah.
I'm confused now.
Wow.
This is George Ezra.
Can we start again?
You want to start again?
Can we go back to 5?
Yeah, okay.
This is a great scheme they're trying to implement at the moment. In fact, it's working in quite a few states. And this is the elderly living with young people. Now, what the drill is you're an old person and you're living on your own.
Mm.
And you are stubborn and you... this is understandable. You don't want to go into a nursing home.
Yeah.
Maybe your kids live interstate, they can't look after you, but you still want that independence. Well, you can rent out a room to a younger person or a lower income earning person, and they have to provide 10 hours of cleaning and assisting a week, and they get to live there for free. And
it
works for both parties, and I think for the elderly, they just feel a lot more secure at night, and they've got the company as well, and they can still be a bit independent, which is really cool. So if you had a young person moving in with you, Richard, you're up for this scheme, by the way. You're on the list. What would you like them to do for you?
I just put my socks on in the morning because I can't see my feet anymore and I can't bend over.
Wow, that's cool. That's past obesity if you can't see your feet. That is a
problem. He hasn't been asked to see things for a long
time. Well, mate, your back pain's gone on for 4 years now.
Why don't we be talking about that after 8 o'clock?
What about you, Peter? Could you do it?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. I'd love a couple of elderly, me moving in with a couple of elderly. I'd get them to do a lot of my research, my TAB. They love the paper. They love getting involved in things. So start doing some research on the horses when I go to work, and when I get back, we could sit down and have a bit of a flutter together.
It's all about you, isn't it?
No,
it's about really massaging their brains.
Yeah, cells, yeah.
Right, right. Well, I have a Bridgie's list for you.
Because it's Bridget's list. What the hell's on it?
All right, well, these are the reasons maybe you shouldn't live with an old person. Apparently it does work out. This is Rose. She's 85 years of age and she loves it.
To me, it's a godsend because I didn't want to go into an aged facility. It was the only way I can stay home, and she does so much for me.
Isn't that lovely? Well, I like to walk around home Monday, so I don't think it's the best thing. And I have the top 5 reasons here maybe you shouldn't live with an old person. At number 5, well, they leave so much hair all over the bathroom. And that's just from their nostrils and ears. At number 4, your side of the cupboard to the pantry, Nutella, Rovita, pasta. Their side, prunes, iced Vovos, Farex. At number 3, your night to cook, Asian fusion with an orange glazed duck.
Beautiful.
Isn't that nice? Mm. Yeah. Their night to cook, fatty corned beef and boiled cabbage. At number 2, your Nutribullet gets used to vitamise their Sunday roast. And the number 1 side, maybe not a good idea to live with an old person. Well, you think you're invited to a Sunday Arvo barbecue, but that translates as cremating their best mate.
Richard, Bridge and Spider, weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.